HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad
Banerjee,
and I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it. So guys, I'm gonna talk about a whole new music streaming app today. It's called Rezo, and it comes from the word resonance, and it has just been launched in India. It's owned by ByteDance. You know that not-so-little company that owns the viral video platform TikTok? Yeah, the same one. On the face of it, Rezo is just another music streaming app. You open it, you play music. But unlike most music streaming apps, this one expects you to stay on the app and not forget about it. The UI is quite similar to TikTok in the sense that you swipe up and down to change music and navigate around the platform. However, there's a social element here. Rezo lets you upload your own GIFs, images, videos, etc. to the platform so that you don't just have to look at album art when music is playing. And all of this will be shared with other users. Rezo actually has a recommendation algorithm which shares things with people here and there. You can also comment on vibes that others have put. Yep, that's what the company calls it. The feature is called Vibes, and it's honestly a little too millennial for me. But hey, I can see how it increases the amount of time one can spend on the app. Rezo has hired a team of content moderators who will moderate the content users upload to Vibes. While they refuse to tell me how many people there are in this team, I guess what matters is how effectively they will moderate the content. At the moment, Rezo has no ads on the platform, but there is a paid tier for it. It costs $99 per month on Android and $119 per month on iOS. That means that eventually Rezo will be putting ads on the platform. However, Hari Nair, who sort of heads things at Rezo in India right now, says that there are no monetization plans at the moment. Honestly, I'll be damned if ByteDance is giving us music streaming out of the goodness of its heart. In fact, the way I see it, is that the Vibes feature increases the amount of time you spend on the app right now. That means, in future, ByteDance could use Vibes to place ads as well. I'm thinking something similar to how Instagram places ads in between stories. Yeah, something like that. And of course, there's the voice ads. At the moment, Indian users don't pay for streaming platforms. And most in the industry do not expect them to pay for at least 2 more years. That means, ads are the best way to earn. And according to executives in the industry, music streaming platforms currently play 1 minute of ads per hour of listening, which is just not enough for them to sustain themselves. So Rezo may have actually opened a whole new revenue stream for itself. We'll have to wait and find out when it starts ads. For now, it seems to play nice music, it seems to have a nice library, and it's completely free, which is a win-win for all of us. Personally, I've liked the curated music that Rezo has played for me so far, but it's too early to really judge that. What I can say though, is that I seem to like millennial music. What I don't like are millennial apps. So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.